Hello, and welcome to Jordan on Sense of Podcast, the only podcast we're allowed to swear. Why did I say swear like that? Why did I just start randomly singing that? That's not enough. Anyway, I want to start this podcast by getting right the way into the title. I already know what I'm calling it. I don't know if I'm calling it I Fell Asleep During Class or I Was Held In For My Sub All Day. I don't know. But I want to tell you about my day today. So I woke up and then I was on the way to school. And somehow, I don't know if I've done this or someone else has, but my podcast password was changed. I don't know if I've done this myself or, but like not on my login to it, by the way. Or I don't know if I've done it myself and forgot to change the password on my phone and then I've been logged out or something. Or if someone's hacked me. I have changed the password now and I'm logged back in, obviously. But I honestly panicked. And I also think the app was out of date as well. And like last time it was out of date when it was Anchor. Now it's Spotify Podcasters or whatever it's called. It's when that changed, I couldn't log in at all on me from there to use my laptop. But my laptop wouldn't log in this time. So I feel like something else is going on. Maybe it's just hacked and logged everyone else and no one can get back in or something. You know, everyone's had to change passwords. Or maybe they have a new feature where passwords expire because my password hasn't changed in literally... My password hasn't changed once since I started doing podcasts. And that was 2021. Believe it or not. Like my first podcast in here was 2021. Anyway. So basically today, I was in a form ISOM, right? So basically what happens is you... Informal day with your form teacher. Basically, this is how my day went. So, lesson one, I was late. I walked in, sat down, not into my form, into my actual lesson, which I had RE. So I had a whole lesson of RE and a test that I answered wrong. By the way, if you are Christian or anything like that, Christian, is that what they're called? Christians? That's where they are. Christian, yeah, I think that's what they're called. I don't know. But if you are religious in any way, please do not take offense to this. I don't know if it's offensive, but I feel like it will be. I feel like someone will take offense to it, so please, pretty please don't. So question six was, who got something on the way to Mammoth or something? I forget what it's called. And I put Jesus' mate. Because they were all walking together, weren't they? Oh my god, what if it was before Jesus? Oh my god. But I put Jesus' mate. Right. And I found this so funny. I showed Leah and she laughed. And then in another question, he said, what does CAFOD stand for? And I put, it means people with a massive FOD. And then the next question was, what does CAFOD do? And I said, raise money for people to shrink the FODs. I certainly 100% think that I will get in a reso or something or maybe another form ISO, which I love just because I don't know. Anyway, so next thing. So then after that, I walked into English and Miss Martin, me English teacher, goes to me, Jordan, it says on register, you are in a form ISO. And I go, am I? I weren't told by anyone. It wasn't even brought up to me that I was in a form ISO. No one said it to me. I've not seen anyone say it to me. And she goes, yeah, you're meant to be in one. So I go, oh, shall I take my bag and go look for Mr. Mooney? Because Mr. Mooney's my form teacher. And she goes, yeah, go on, quickly. Like, take your bag with you in case you don't come back. And I went up with Leah, because Leah was walking around, of course. So I go up with Leah, and I'm looking around for Mr. Mooney. Can't find him. And after the first break, I go to Miss O'Neill, because she was coming upstairs. And I go, Miss, if you saw Mr. Mooney, because I need to... go to him because apparently I have a form reso and she goes ISO and she goes why and I go the only thing I can think of is the other day I was late and I didn't go to the after school reso, didn't go to the removal the next day, so I was like, oh, I must have been putting the form ISO for it. So next minute Mr. Mooney comes up behind me, well not behind me, but he comes off the lift and walks and he goes, Jordan, you're meant to be with me. I'm like, oh yeah, forgot. I forgot, we ain't told. So I walk with him and he's like, what did you do? And I was like, I think it's just because I'm late all the time. Which now the school doesn't even care, so I don't think it was that. Well, they cared and then they stopped caring. Anyway, So then I'm in for myself, and year 10's walking. Well, no, year 10's probably there, weren't they? So Mr. Mooney goes to me, take a seat, come in, sit down, take a seat, log on and just do English. Well, not English, Sparks, he said, and I went, no, I'll do English instead. I don't like math. I hate Sparks as well because you have to like write down bookway codes. It's horrible. They should change back to Hecate. At least Hecate was bearable. Sparks just is a joke. Anyway, so I'm there doing all my Christmas carol stuff, and I really understand the Christmas carol. So I'm like getting them all right and all that. And in the second one, it's like it goes from what's it called, stave one to stave two, and I haven't read stave two. No one in my class has. I'm still on stave one. So I'm like trying to answer the rest of the question. I got 70% on that. I think I got one question wrong, so that, I don't know if that's 30%. But anyway, so I'm doing that and I'm done with it. And I get bored of it. So I'm there just scrolling through, seeing what I can do on the internet and all that. See, I googled what to do in a form isolation and nothing came up. It was like, what to do in COVID isolation? I was like, I'm not in COVID anymore. No one does COVID stuff anymore. So I'm confused. Right. Oh my god, back to the RE thing quickly. We're in the last thing, it was a 12-mark answer or something. I forget what, it was like, I think it was 12-mark, but it was like loads of lines. So I wrote a big paragraph on it, and I went, it was like, why do Christians believe that if God was real, why do people believe that if God was real, he wouldn't have suffering? And I was like, and we were like, free will. So I used Colleen as an example. I was like, yeah, she's made mistakes, but God hasn't made her make them mistakes. She's done them herself, so she with her own free will. And I feel like I'll get loads of marks for that because I've brought a point in to the argument saying that she has made mistakes. She has sent a kid a bra who begged and begged and begged for it. And it wouldn't even use bra, and it was one that she didn't like and she was giving away. But months and months after of him begging, that's when she sent it to him, right? And I went, that was her mistake, and she has said it's her mistake. God didn't make her do that. It was helped with her own free will, so I feel like I get marks for that. Or really in loads of trouble for bringing up the fact that she's getting called a groomer and the predator. Anyway, back to the thing. So, first period, as with year 10s. Second period. Second period, as with year 10s, because first period, as in RE. So then, my break happens. Right, so I go down. He went, Mr. Me went, you can go down and get something to sleep. But instead, I went down and went to the toilet because I was dying for this boy, right? And I come back up. I saw Raven, I was walking with her for a bit, and then I came back up to his room. And after that, he went, will you be okay? Yeah, there's another class coming in because there's a math class coming in because it's a computer room, right? His computer room, like, he goes, are you okay? Just sitting here, why? Another class comes in, so I'm like, yeah, another class coming in. So it's year nines, right? So these year nines walking, I know a load of them. So I move to somewhere else because I'm like, well, if someone wants to use this computer, and also don't want to be directly in the middle, I won't be able to use my phone, so I move. And during this lesson, I went asleep. I was like, you know what? I can't be bothered. I'm going to sleep. So I go to sleep, and then period, at the end of period three, someone starts chomping down me, Jordan, wake up, Jordan, wake up. And I'm like, kind of awake, but kind of still asleep. So I'm like, oh, no, I'm just going back to sleep. So then Mr. Mooney comes in and comes over to me. Like, he starts saying, Jordan, I'm like basically awake at this point. Like, not fully awake, but like kind of awake. He says, Jordan, like, goes, Jordan, you okay? And all that. And he puts his hand on my back and like, goes, Jordan, you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And he went, so you just died? And I'm like, yeah. So then I put my head back down on the desk and he goes back. You go, where did he go? He went to Miss O'Neill and said, I've got Jordan in there by himself. Were you okay to just keep checking on him? Wait, was it lunch? I think he was on lunch. Yeah, it was his lunch. He was going down for lunch and Miss O'Neill came in and went, I'm just going to go get my lunch. I'll be back up in a minute. And at this point, I'm literally wiping my eyes. I've just woke up. And she goes, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I've just been asleep. I think the side of my face was red as well because I've been set face directly on the table. Anyway. So she goes and gets lunch and comes back and has a little conversation about me with me. She goes, do you still do your YouTube and all that? I'm like, yeah. And she went, do you have a podcast? And I go, yeah. And she goes, oh, people keep selling all that. I'm like, yeah, no. And she goes, do you make money from it? And like, yeah, but I'm not like signed up to make the money part of it. I keep telling people make money from it. I do make money from stuff, but I don't make money directly from the podcast. But yeah, because I'm not signed up for that, but you can make money from it, and I could make money, but I'm not signed up to it. So right now, this is like literally a free podcast that I'm making. I'm not getting paid for it. I'm literally like just talking because I'm not even getting paid for it. But there is stuff I am getting paid for, so haha. But I am waiting to sign up for this payment stuff. I can't wait. I'm gonna do it when I get like a little card so I can put it on my own card. Anyway, so we're having this little conversation. She goes, do people take the mic out of the air for doing YouTube? And I'm like, yeah, sometimes, but like now that I've got added load, like people taking the mic out of me or whatever, or like saying stuff that I don't want them to say, or like, you know what I mean, like asking questions I don't feel comfortable answering, like you get used to it. You do get used to it. And like now when someone asks me a question that I'm not really comfortable answering, like how much money do you make or all this stuff, I just get really awkward. And I'm not really, like, I just get awkward when someone starts bringing up the podcast, because I'm like brace myself. I'm like, what are they gonna ask me now? Like, now they know I'm doing this podcast and all that, what are they gonna ask me and all that? So I'm like bracing myself for it. So then she goes back away and she goes, do you not want your lunch? And I'm like, my lunch is later, innit? So she's like, okay, you can go down then. So then a year 10 class comes in again. It's a different one. And I'm doing math, believe it or not. Because it was the same class, basically. It was the same teacher that it was getting covered for, but Kate, like, because it was a supply. But this time he learned how to use the computer. So I'm like, oh my, like, how to view our screens. So I'm there doing completely different stuff from the other people in there. So eventually I just log out because he kept going to be like, why aren't you doing this? And like, I'm not even meant to be in here. I'm in forming. So, and he's like, oh yeah. And I'm, in the end, I just logged out and went for my lunch. And Miss Hines went, as soon as I got down, she went, Jordan, you're meant to be upstairs. And like, I know, I've just been sent down for my lunch because I'm starving. And I felt so weird eating in front of these year 10s. I felt so bad that I was eating, because obviously, like, even though they've had lunch, I was like so weird. Like eating me lunch in prison, I was like, oh my god, what if they're like staring at me and they're getting hungry? So I looked away from everyone and was eating me lunch from me cooking. The cookie was really nice, by the way. The pizza was okay too, but like I feel like I could just feel grease around my mouth. So I had the decision, I was like wiping my mouth like 1,000 times because like, what if I just have grease all the way around my mouth? Anyway, it was actually a nice pizza as well, but it was like crunchy around the sides and like soft on the inside, and I didn't really like that. And it was a pepperoni one. But anyway, so then, after my lunch had finished, right, obviously I had to take my food back up with me, right, so after lunch finished, obviously the lesson finishes at the same time, so everyone walked out, and I was like, yeah, I hope this lesson now is empty. It was. So Mr. Mooney goes, do you want some headphones? And I go, what for? And he goes, you can put iPlayer on if you want. And I go, okay. So I go on iPlayer, I'm like, oh, I watch Waterloo Road. Even though I've already watched every episode of the new Waterloo Road, right? So I'm like thinking, like, oh, I'll just watch Waterloo Road. So I search Waterloo Road. And BBC on the internet is so weird when you search up, like, Waterloo Road. It's like giving you all these things other than what you want. Like, I can't watch all the new episodes for some reason on it. For some reason. So then I'm like, okay, I'll watch Not Going Out because it's apparently new and trending. So I'm like, I'm on it. And there's a new series of Not Going Out that I didn't know about. So I watched 1.5 episodes. And on the first episode, I had to skip a bit because I thought they were going to start having sex because it was like in a hotel, you know what I mean? And he took off his jacket and I thought, oh, I'll skip this just in case he starts having sex. They never. Thank God. But I watched it again when I got in, by the way. But they never had sex, but I skipped anyway. And Miss O'Neill was, and Mr. Mooney were talking about me. I could hear them a little bit, I didn't have the headphones all the way up. And Mr. Mooney goes, you know, he's been good all day, I just thought I'd let him watch, like, BBC iPlayer or whatever. And Miss O'Neill goes, and she was, oh, is he just there by himself? And Mr. Mooney goes, yeah, and she goes, oh, that's cute. And she walks past me, and, like, kind of bends over, and smiles, and I look up smiling, like, well, I mean, I kept laughing at the little jokes of him Not Going On, because it was funny, because it goes, in the first one I was watching, it goes, like, oh, she's having an affair, right, like, they're trying to find out if she's having an affair, like, Anna, right, and she brings up the fact that, she has Italian lessons when she's actually trying to find out if her husband's having an affair, right? And she goes on Friday night, very late, for two lessons on Italian. And they go, oh, that's a bit late. And she goes, yeah, it's the only time I could squeeze them in. And Lee Mack, the amazing actor, director, creator. Isn't he a director? He's a creator. Anyway, he's incredible. He puts his finger up, like, kind of. No, he doesn't. He goes to say something, and Lucy goes, don't, and puts a finger up. And I laughed at that, and I was like, oh my god, there's people around me. And then Mr. Mooney went to Mr. Mooney and went, I just have to pop downstairs for something, or he's going somewhere. So he walks out, and Miss O'Neill's, they're answering emails and on the phone and all that. And I'm so sorry if you were on the phone to Miss O'Neill today. If any adults listening, you were on the phone to Miss O'Neill today, I'm so sorry if you could just hear me laughing my head off to not going out in the background. Even though she's on the other side of the room, so I don't think her phone picked it up, but it was funny. I love Miss O'Neill as well, and she was like, she's literally like the best. Like, she knows it all about my YouTube and everything, and she knows what I do, and she knows all this stuff. And she was asking me, about getting paid, and I was like, saying to her, you get paid more for brand deals than what you get paid for, like, someone commenting on your video. I think, anyway. Never worked it out, but, like, for a brand deal, you can get paid, like, £50,000. But for a comment, you can get paid about £100. Maybe not even that. I don't even know the exact statistics on how much you make from a comment. But, you know. You might think that I'm hurt or I'm feeling abused, but I'm not. I'm getting paid from your comments and views. So keep the comments coming, but here's some help before you go insulting people. Maybe learn how to spell dum-da-dum. Dum-da-dum, you sound so dumb, dumb-dumb, you sound so dumb. Anyway, I kind of want to go in the 4 myself again, so I'm just going to, like, be really, really naughty and just hope I get back in the 4 myself. So, anyway, I'm going to go. I'll see you all later on at the Saturday podcast again. Alright, bye! Oh my god. So the fact that, like, this episode, I'm moving on my bed, and it's really loud. But, I went to the cinema yesterday with friends, right? And oh, it's just so weird, right? So we were sitting there, and for the first part, we were like, well, for the first part, but because it was nothing between the wind. But we were laughing, and we were talking really, really quietly. Like, we said, like, a few words to each other. And then one of my mates, I don't know if they want to miss the name or whatever, so I'm not gonna. But she sprayed herself to make sure she smelled nice, because she thought she stunk. Right, so she was spraying herself, and we laughed at the parts of the film that were funny. Literally, we watched The New Little Mermaid, and the crab was talking, and so we laughed at it, and anyway, back to what I was saying, because there's probably more we're doing. We snuck on Mackie's in as well. We didn't get complaints about this right here. But basically, the women behind us had put a complaint in about us, saying we were doing all this stuff, right? And these people kept kicking me two mates that were there, kicking their chairs. They were drunk. You could smell that they were drunk. Like, you could smell alcohol. So what we were doing was nothing to them, like, they're under their influence around kids. Like, literally sitting behind us. And, yesterday, the first part was fine. I loved, like, the first part before the complaints was fine. I loved it. We were having a laugh. We were watching a film. We were talking about the film, like, all that. Like, really, really quietly. Oh, he said, I checked my phone. My brightness was all the way down. I checked my phone. Raise, what time? I didn't want to check my watch because my watch is, like, really bright. I didn't see on my watch about brightness, raise. So I'm looking, I'm, like, checking the time and checking my notifications quickly. And my mum was texting me, so I was texting her back, raise. And then the man comes in and goes, Listen, stop spraying yourself, stop talking, stop laughing, stop checking your phone, stop checking, stop spraying, stop doing all this, right? And he goes out. I'm like, what the hell? And we worked out that they put the complaints in the bus, was right? Like, what the hell, they're literally drunk and they're not getting, like, complaints. So I was like, thinking to myself, should I go on my phone, go on Instagram, message Shiny World and, like, customer support or whatever, and just say, in this venue thing, there is two drunk ladies in this row, in this number, and they're pissed off the head. Like, you can literally, like, smell that they are drunk. Like, you can smell the alcohol, and we didn't say one thing about that. And they said, like, all this stuff about us. Right. And for the second part, after the complaint, I felt like I couldn't move. I was, like, getting comfy, and I was like, well, I recline. But I was like, no, I can't recline, because they'll put the complaint in. They'll say, they'll move over one and just, like, act as if I'm squishing them or something, or all this stuff. They kept kicking chairs, and we're like, what the hell, like, we haven't put the complaints in about you for doing this, so don't put the complaints in because we're doing this. Like, I get it, it's horrible when people are speaking in the cinema, but we're kids, you know what I mean? And people don't get drunk in the cinema, do they? And we were fine, we were literally eating at McDonald's, right? Eating at McDonald's, drinking our drinks, all that. And it was weird. And, but like, after I was like, oh, I can't move, I can't talk, I can't laugh, I can't text me. Mum, my mum was texting me going, where are you? Because she thought the movie was done. We were in there for like an hour. But at this point, so she was like, oh, the movie must be done. And she was texting me going, like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And I couldn't answer because I was like, I can't get my phone out and message it and be like, I'm still in the cinema because these people were behind me. I was like, what the hell? And then after it, we went out and the ladies kept like giving us looks. And we were like, what the hell? Like, stop giving me looks. And then, yeah. And then we went to, where did we go after that? Didn't we go to B&Q? Yeah, we walked around to B&Q. And we went in as if we were going to look for door handles and taps. Actually, door handles and taps, but really we were going in to look at all the kitchen showrooms and the bathroom showrooms and all that, because who doesn't want to do that? And the kitchen showrooms were really nice, like, I want them, like, right now, please. And the bathroom showrooms were really nice. Oh, there was this one, and the shower was in its own little, like, nook. It's like, it was like, the bathroom was like the toilet, the bath, the sink, and then there was a wall with little opening, and you walk through the opening and it's just a shower to be hidden there. And it was fun, and we did actually end up looking at taps as well when we first went in, and they were really nice taps. And we didn't look for door handles but I really want to go back to B&Q because I was like, I want to just go in and just look at all the doors and all the door handles, because I'd want a new door handle. I don't want to look at doors, but maybe I can grab a door handle. I mean, if you didn't put door handles on doors that are just there. I want a new door handle because mine hates my hand when I'm opening it. So I want to get, I'll get a 4-pack and do my door and the bathroom door, because the rest of the doors are the ones that you twist, because obviously me and the bathroom have new doors and we're facing each other, so it's actually okay. But like, the rest of the rooms need new doors now. Like, honestly, do. The little cupboard on top of the stairs. Well, that's the little cupboard next to my room. If you know what my house is like, I have my room and the cupboard next to my room, and then my mum's room on the other side. And that one's coming off the hinge. My mum's door went shut or open properly. Yes, like, give force for it to open and force for it to shut. Then my sister's room's actually okay. My sister's door is fine. The bathroom one's new. My room one's new. Then downstairs, the living room is the same as my door, but the door handle's gold, but the little thing when I'm shut, like, right now, that it's stuck, so we need, like, a new one of them, or a new door, which we would love a new door, because it's actually got, like, a crack right the way through that you can see through. Dining room door from the living room to the dining room, that one's I don't like that door. It's like, it's okay, like the door handle's fine and everything, but I just don't like that door. Like, because it's not like panel, it's just flat. Then the one from the dining room to the kitchen is fine. I like that door handle too. Then the kitchen door is the old one with the twist, and I don't like it. Then the cupboard, like the lecky cupboard. Oh wait, the little cupboard that no one, like next to the kitchen, that no one even like knows about. Well, people do know about, but like they don't know what it is. That door isn't panelled either, that one. And I like panelled doors. If I bought a house, I'd make sure every door in it was panelled. Or even walls. I love wall panelling. Like, I just love wall panelling. And then, what else for the change? The lecky cupboard door, I'll change the door handle on it and the door, because it's not panelled. But it's fine otherwise. Front door, we need a new front door. I'm literally labelling every single door that we need fixing here. Front door, I don't... When you open it, sometimes it doesn't open. Like, we need a new door. Like, we literally got someone else and talked about, like, this person who came up was doing mine and the bathroom door is, and he said to us, like, this front door needs fixing. This is, like, and you need a new front door because you can't just fix this. It's sort of inside the door, so you'd have to get your whole door took apart and put back together. So it's easy to just get a new front door. So let me get new house keys as well. Which I love getting new house keys, but that keep me open as well. Here's my thing, I'd keep me old house key. Like, when I move out, I'm keeping me house key for you. Even if my mum changes the locks, I'm keeping me house key. Like, I feel like my mum would want us to have a key though as well, in case she got locked out of hers. We could just drive down and be like, oh, here you go, the door's open, or if she left the key in the back of the... Say that, but if she left the key in the back of the door, we couldn't open it. Here's the thing, everyone needs... Is it a two-pin lock? I forget what it is. It's a double lock or something. So if there's a key in the back of it, you can still open it. It's not, like, yeah. I forget what it is. I think it's a two-pin. But, yeah, if there's a key in one side and you put a key in the other, it's fine. But if with our door, you put a key in one side and a key in the other, and if the key's straight that's already in it, it'll just pop out and the door will open. Like, it'll just pop out of the key. Like, it'll still hang from the door, but, like, it'll just pop out the hole a little bit so that the key can open. And, yeah. I feel like I'm starting to lose inspiration for podcasts. I feel like I've talked about everything. But, and that doesn't mean I'm just going to, like, stop doing podcasts. Maybe sometimes a week you won't look at a podcast or whatever, but I am trying my best. There's just nothing that happens right now that I can, like, talk about. At all, like... What can I talk about? I don't know anything right now. Oh yeah, we bought orange juice. And I cut my knee. Oh my god, I cut my knee. When we were getting orange juice. Because, well, we had the orange juice. And I was getting little shots of it from the lid, right? And somehow, I grazed and, like, I cut my knee and it was bleeding loads yesterday. It's okay, now I've just looked. But, like, I'm bruised as well. But, like, what the hell? Who the hell hate me? I don't know how I cut myself. But it was just stinging. And I was like, what the hell? Why is my leg stinging? I looked and I was like, oh my god, I've cut my knee. How the hell have I done that? I keep saying, like, but it is just under my knee. It's just under my knee. It's under my knee. What the hell? Like, how did I do that? That's so weird. Tomorrow I'm in school again, but I don't want to go to school. So I might as well ask if I can stay off, because I don't want to go to school. Who wants to go to school nowadays? I know for a fact that in year 11 and year 10, I have to have, like, the best attendance, or when I'm doing my GCSEs, I can't get study leave. But I can just get my mum to ring up and say, I give permission for Jordan to leave school right now. Oh my god, I really need to give that door a paint. Back to the conversation of doors. My one has not been painted since it was put in. Right, so my door needs painting. But one thing I love about these doors, right, is when you, well, I think normally you can do this with, like, every door except for the twisty ones, because I don't know how you take them off, right? But the door handle can come off. The door handle comes off while you gloss it, because you don't want your door handle to be covered in gloss, do you? So you take it off while you gloss it. Then the side of the door, I'm not gonna get glossed. Like, it looks like wood, but I don't want it to get glossed because I'm scared. To just a panels, but really need glossing. I could actually do that myself. I've always said I want to do the back of my door one, like the inside part of my door one, black. Like, I actually want the inside of my door black, but I feel like I should do, like, not a dark black, like a nice black. Shit, I've just pressed a video on YouTube. Took it out. Like, stopped playing it because I saw another video that I wanted to watch. And now I can't find me again. Oh my god. Wait, history. So let me histories. Watch later, let's see. Oh my god, the video I wanted to watch is on here because I saw it before and put it me watch later. Thank you, mate. Ah! What the hell? I actually pooped myself then. I'm watching Colleen. Cancel me if you want, I don't fucking care.
Every camera, only cousin. Two nights more in the small magic
living. And I love Colleen.
But I watched a video and she was on tour the other day or last night or something. And she brought Eric on stage and he started tearing up and she had to break off the curtain to make sure it's okay. Anyway, I'm going. Bye. Okay, it's been many hours. Many things have happened. Many things have happened. What's happened? I went to the shop. And I called it a nightly shop. I put on my Snapchat. And I pull my nightly shop. And I got a big bottle of cherry lucasade, of course. And a little bottle of apple lucasade because I wanted to try it to see if it was nice. It was, by the way. And I put on my Snapchat story, a picture of me, what I got. And I pull my nightly shop. And someone who I'm not going to say the name got really pissed about the fact that I called it a nightly shop. Because it's 8 p.m. Well, it was 8 p.m. when I took the picture. So they were like, it's 8 p.m. It's not a nightly shop. I was like, okay. And he sent me a paragraph and it was like, it's because it's 8 p.m. It's not nice. It's not nice, especially in summer. And because you got two Lucasades, it's not a shop. I was like, what do I call it then? Do I call it the Daily Lucasade? Oh, that's the name of a magazine, probably. A magazine all about Lucozade. The Daily Lucozade flavour. I'm still all about cherry. But I think the next obsession will be apple. I liked it. There was only a little bit of apple, though. So my suggestion is put a bit more apple flavour in it. But, you know. And I just looked up from recording. I've got 6 cans of pink lemonade Lucozade on these bedside cabinet. I need to take them down. One isn't even open yet. And the rest are empty. Well, no, 2 aren't open yet. Because I brought up 2 because I was like, I'm going to need to drink through the night, so I'll bring up 2. Because I'll probably get through one really fast than the other. And then I realised, I need to save this one, so you know what I mean. So I need to take them down. And it's so weird. In my room, it's literally 11 p.m. What the hell? I don't want to go back to school tomorrow, but at the same time, I really want to go back to school tomorrow. But we made up this excuse, me and my mom, because she couldn't be bothered like washing my pants. So she was like, you know what? Go in with tracky bottoms on, black ones. Make sure they're black. Make sure they're not really obvious that they're not school pants, right? And if anyone asks, I'll write you this note, and it'll say on it, your pants, wet. So it's like, okay, we'll do this. She hasn't written the note yet. So I probably will never get this note. But, which is fine. I can just literally say to me, I can say to Miss Morgan or Miss Irons, just ring me mum. I can actually say to them, I'll be like, Jane, my mum forgot to write the note. You can ring her though if you need to when she'll tell you my pants are wet. Because my pants, they're actually not wet. Actually, where are my pants? Have I even given them to her? Yes. Wait. This week I haven't given me blazer because I feel like it's going to be one of them weeks where I won't need me blazer because it'll be too hot. So I'm hoping it is, and I'm hoping I'm not just like saying that to myself. But I'll give her it tomorrow to wash. Anyway, I'm going to go because I'm dieting for a wee. TMI, but like, you know, I need to wait. Bye. Okay, so... Wait, I just said... This is like, normally at those people, right before I said okay, I'm watching Colleen and she said okay. Anyway, so I am getting ready to leave for school. It's Tuesday. I didn't think I recorded anything yesterday, did I? I did not sleep. Not last night, the night before. And so I was off school. And I didn't really post any. Well, I posted on TikTok. I posted 2 TikToks. And it didn't even take effort or anything, but I posted 2 TikToks. I posted nothing on Instagram, nothing on. What else do I use? I definitely posted something on Snapchat. But I posted at least on Snapchat, actually. I posted about like 11 on Snapchat, and then I haven't posted since. Alright. I'm gonna podcast more when I'm on the way to school because this is taking all me thought process to talk and taking all me brain cells to talk. So I just have to remind myself to find shoes because right now I'm not wearing shoes. I'm wearing socks but not wearing shoes. And if I'm gonna walk to school, I'm gonna need shoes. Even though saying that, walking to school without shoes is better than wearing them shoes because them shoes are horrible when you're walking to school. Anyway, I will be back. Oh my god, wait, before I go, because I'm just being reminded of this, right? Apparently next year I'm getting new Heady ears. And one of the Heady ears I'm getting, I had my sister this year. And basically everyone in the year thought they were going to, like, this year. All the year 11s, well, not all of them, but like most of the year 11s this year, all thought they were gonna fail because they had Miss Gray. So, and in 2 years, I'll be doing mine. My GCSE, right? So, I'm hoping that I won't fail. That I wouldn't think I'm gonna fail because I have Miss Gray. Well, I want to make sure I have, like, really good attendance because I want to get study leave when I'm doing my GCSE now. So, for year 10, year 11, I'm going to have, like, the best attendance. Well, that's a lie, but I'm going to try and have the best attendance. And then, if they say no to it, study leave, I'll just be like, well, I'm doing it anyway, so, haha. I'll get my mum's ring up every day and just say, I give permission for me to leave school. Anyway, bye. I've just felt a bit, and I haven't been back yet, so, you know. Anyway, I said that I would podcast on the way to school, or something like that, and I never. What? Wait. Hold on a minute. I have to find this. I was on something. I want to talk face for us over this reason, so. I said I would, but I never, because, you know, why didn't I? I forgot, I think. Did I forget, or did I just not know? I think I forgot, because normally I would love doing that, but I think I just forgot. But also, it's kind of weird when you, like, podcast in the middle of the street. Hold on a minute, give me 2 seconds. Anyway, I don't know what I was going to talk about. I was just almost on stupid AM. Oh, it's 5:55 already. What the hell? Anyway, so what I was shocked about. So on my story animators, it says, I'll just keep going between these two, right? So it says, I never wash my makeup. For 17 years until this happened. What the hell? How's this sitting on your face? For one. Because I hear everyone who wears makeup go like, oh, I slept with my makeup on last night, so now my pillow looks like a face. It's obviously like the lip gloss comes off, or the foundation comes off, mascara comes off, sometimes eyelashes come off. Imagine waking up and just like, having the frizzy of life because, like, there's a face with eyelashes on your pillow. I'd love that. Just to wake up and look at my pillow and be like, oh my god, why is there a person on my pillow? Who have I slept on? But yeah. today was so funny, right? So, first lesson, first lesson I skipped. Me and Liv and Amber skipped, even though Amber's not even in my lesson. That's weird. Anyway, second lesson was history, right? And we have a test, because it's test week, right? We had a test, and the teacher that we had is a maths teacher, right? And he goes to me, Jordan, because he wants everyone on the table by themselves, right? And I obviously sit next to Liv, and our tables are four tables, so, like, I sit next to Liv and then Millie, and his face on. So he goes, Jordan, can you move to here? Right, where I'm meant to be alone, but then someone else comes in, like, sits there, right? And he still wants me to move there. I'm like, what's the difference? Because I'm still sitting next to someone either way, and this is my actual seat of where I sit when the actual teacher's here. And so I was like, what's the difference? So I kept saying no. And he gives out the tests, right? And doesn't give me one, but puts one on the table where he wants me to work. And then when the other person came, he put another one there so that I'd have one for when I decided to move, which I didn't move, right? And so, just in the lesson, I'm like, okay, what am I meant to do? So I get really bored, and I fell asleep about 7 times during that lesson. I'm not even joking. I fell asleep about 7. This podcast is just sleeping, eh? Like, the first segment was, I talked about the fact I went asleep in a formally, so. But I went to sleep about 7 times, because when I was asleep, I woke myself up, and then went back asleep, and then woke myself up, and then went back to sleep, and woke myself up. You know what I mean? So, I feel like I was asleep, like, 5 minutes each time. Or something, like, maybe not even 5 minutes, maybe 20 seconds, but, you know. And then after that, I was like, oh, I get a headache. Well, that was, like, a few hours after that, actually. But then, in English, it was so funny, right? I don't know what me and Liv were talking about. We were talking about someone, and she goes, like, long live here, or something. And it's about someone that died, right? And I go, Liv, it's not long live, it's rest in peace, because they can't live now, can they, because they're dead. And she goes, oh, yeah, we start laughing. And then I'm writing, and she nudges me, and I just burst out laughing each time. I just burst out laughing. I don't know what was wrong with me, right? So then we're talking about in A Christmas Carol, right? Because we're obviously, like, we're learning A Christmas Carol now. I think we're doing Christmas Carol now until year 11, to be honest, in English. I don't know if we're learning anything else. I think we're just doing A Christmas Carol, because we've been given booklets, and my English teacher said to us, like, you're going to need these up until year 11. I was like, okay. So she went, don't make sure you don't go missing. Make sure, like, you don't mess them up or anything. I was like, okay. But, so I've still got this booklet. It's like the full A Christmas Carol book, but printed onto different paper. We haven't got the books. I don't know why. Because I have read A Christmas Carol in school in a book. Twice, I think. But anyway, so I'm sitting there, and one of the names of a little fan, right? So we're laughing about it, like, thinking of Fanny, because in the thing it says Dick as well. And I don't exactly know what the words were before. Me English teacher said this, but she was looking at me, and she was going, this is why we have to change it. We have to shorten it, because obviously people can't handle the fact that it's little Fanny and Dick. So I burst out laughing. I'm like, what the actual hell? And then she's reading all this stuff, and then I forget exactly what she said, right? I was too busy, like, holding in me laugh. And she does this little laugh. She goes, ha ha ha. And I piss myself. I'm like, what the actual hell? I'm laughing so much. And she goes, did you like that, Jordan? And I'm there pissing myself. I'm like, yeah, that's it. And it was so funny. And I was like, what the hell? And Liv went to me, what did she say? And I told her. And she was like, oh. And before that, I remember what else I couldn't say. Walked up the stairs at all. Because Liv went, did he fall down the stairs? And I was already laughing. I was like, yeah. And she went, what did he do after he fell down the stairs? And I went, he got up and started laughing. It was so funny. I went, he got up. And Liv was like, what? I was like, he got up and walked back up the stairs. I think anyway, I don't remember reading it or watching it or anything. So I went, oh, he got up and walked back up the stairs. And I'm like, what the hell? And I wrote in me little thing, because we're not doing like tests in English, we're doing green zones. Well, not even a green zone, we're just doing writing. So I'm like, I wrote mine, and if I remember correctly, I said, me door knocker was gorgeous, it was a reflection of me. And then I go, oh, it changed to a bit Marley, long live him. And then I keep saying like, long live him, and I put, I fell down the stairs, long live me.
That's really funny to me. That actually is really funny to me.
I fell down the stairs, long live me. Oh, stop it. In the RE test on Friday, right before the for me, so for number 6, it went on the, I think I've already said this on the podcast, but like this podcast, it goes like, who got this? And I put Jesus as me, because I don't know who it was. I don't do RE, so I had no clue who it was, because I'm never in on CSP of RE or form, so I don't know what's even happening in form. But like, I was pissing myself. I was like, I don't, Jesus is me. And then in another question, it went, what did it say? It was something weird, and I put something funny on it. Oh, what does Cathod stand for? If you are a Christian, please do not take, that's his name, Christian. If you are a Christian, please do not take offense to this, right? Because, or whatever the people are that do this, right? But I don't have a clue what it is, so I just put random funny stuff on it, because I was like, you know what, I'm not going to be using this next year, so I may as well. So I put on it, what does Cathod mean? Or stand for, and I put, people with big fods, and with larger foreheads, I put. And it went, what did he do? And I went, they raise money so that if you're insecure about your larger forehead, you can shrink it. And I was like, genius. That's a genius idea. And I haven't been called into anything about this. Well, she's in that. It's been like a day, basically, since I've done that. Well, not a day, but like in school days, a day, because I went in yesterday. Today's my first day back since Friday, so you know what I mean? So basically, the night before. So I'm like, so I don't think they care. And I think they know. Like, if you're not doing this subject next year, like, you're not going to do these tests properly, are you? You're not going to want all the marks, because you're not going to do it ever again. Like, RE, I'm never doing it again. History, I'm never doing it again. So, the fact that he took me test, I actually don't care about, because I'm not going to need this. I'm not going to need these answers, these marks, because I'm not doing history next year. What else am I not doing next year? Dance, not doing dance next year. I don't think they're going to do a dance test this week. I have dance on Thursday, but I don't think they're going to do a dance test, because what's the point? Like, I'm never doing dance again. I'm never doing computing science. Oh, I think there is a revision thing. Actually, I don't know if there's a revision thing, actually, because I have had revision. No, I haven't. Wait, have I? No, I don't think they're doing it. Because I'm obviously not going to be doing revision next year. Revision next year. I'm not going to be doing computer science next year. I'm doing business instead, though. I hope I get Miss O'Neill for computer science. There's like, I got told by head of business, which is Mr. Mooney, my form teacher. He said to me that there's 5 different classes for it. So they've had to get like every teacher that can teach it to teach it again. Like, even Miss O'Neill went to me, I don't teach it anymore. And Mr. Mooney went, she is teaching it now again. Because we need these teachers, basically. Because there's that many classes. So I don't care who I'm in with it, because I can just make mates. I can make friends. I'm not, it's not that hard. I'm famous. Well, that's what everyone says anyway. Like, literally today, a year eight, I was in line. What was I in line for? What's that? I got a muffin, didn't I, and apple juice. So, I'm in line, and the year eight comes up next to me and goes, aren't you the famous one? And I already know that who this year eight is, by the way. Like, I have him on Snap. Raise. Why do I have him on Snap? Nothing's happening before everyone thinks everyone starts, because literally, just because I was with that one year raise that one time doesn't mean every single year raise I hate that one that I was with that one time as well. He fucking pisses me off. I keep seeing them as well, and everyone keeps, like, me mates keep going, oh well, blah blah blah. Well, you already know his name, don't you? But they go, oh, blah, blah, blah. That's his new name. Blah, blah, blah. They go, oh, blah, blah, blah. Jordan wants to get with you. I'm like, no, fuck off. Fuck off. I don't like it. I have to, like, up your go to him. Like, I don't like it. Do you reckon he listens to this podcast? If I broke your heart, then sorry. But, like, I don't like it. Sorry. But I hate how people keep saying it to him. Like, I like him and all that. Because I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, stop it, I don't. I haven't even got him on anything now, have I? Because I don't want to have him on anything. Nah, but my own name reminds me of him. Because his middle name's Jordan. Why is his middle name Jordan? I swear in primary, his middle name was never, ever Jordan. I swear to God, his middle name was never Jordan. Because I'll tell you right now, I used to be mates with him in primary, and his middle name was I don't think he ever had a middle name, to be honest, but, like, his middle name was never Jordan. Wait, why? Unless, well, saying that, he's always been a year below me, so I didn't know anything about him. And to be honest, it would be a rare occasion that he would come up to me. But oh my god, people need to stop. I don't like him. Oh my god. So, people keep singing the, you know, the trend. Well, not the trend. Well, it actually was a trend when you got Chris, but, like, there was another trend where you get Josie, and it was a video of me. And he goes, well, obviously, you know what song it is, but I'm, like, dancing to it. And, like, no one knows this because I didn't want to tell anyone because I was like, no one cares. Like, on the day it turned a year old, right? Someone sang it, I was like, I'm not going to tell them it was a year old today, because no one cares. Even though I think actually people care. Do people care about that video still? Well, I had them sing it today, and I was like, oh my god. Like, I love it now. Like, I love it. Like, I'll start singing it too. Like, all, like, randomly, I just start singing it. So, I actually don't care about it, but, like where I care that you sing it, I don't care about it now. I love it. I listen to that song. Gucci, Gucci, ya, cha, cha, cha. You know what I hate, though? I hate when people don't know the words. Like, even my mate doesn't know the words, and every time she sings it, I go, do you even know the words? And she goes, no, and I'm like... I just hate it when people don't know the words, because they start singing, like, a different song. Second life, you change a word. You can't get copyrights on it, can you? Gucci, Gucci, ah, yeah, that's a hey. Gucci, Gucci, ah, yeah, hey, oh, no, yeah. Yeah. It's that person wearing a bin bag. No, it's a coat. It's on an ad. Looks a bit like a bin bag, though. But yeah, it was a year old on the 22nd of June. My mate's birthday as well. She got a year older, and me trendiness got a year old. Nah, does everyone keep getting them? Does everyone keep getting them on these days from TikTok? Like, I always get them. Like, I get them like as if they're going out of style. It's so weird, right? That. But this is a new segment. But. What's this? One's married couple plays agree to disagree. On social media. Oh, Matt and Abby. So you heard about them. Aren't they the ones that dissed the people that have baby names that aren't, like, traditional. Ready? Like, yeah. I'm a murderer. I'm gonna watch it if you don't be back because it's a Colleen video and, you know, Colleen comes first. Sorry, it'll be like, come second. Okay, so, I don't know if I told you this yesterday because it's the next day, if you didn't know, where it is. So, I don't know if I told you this yesterday, but first lesson today, I am meant to have a science test. And now, because I'm a genius at science, and I totally want to do this test, because when I was revising with Mr. Kelly, I totally got every single answer right. I'm definitely not doing this one. I haven't done it in a long, long time. I might be going to Tesco instead. So, for the first hour of school, well, for the first hour and 15 minutes of school, I'm not going to be there. So that means no science test. Even though I bet you this science test somehow catches up with me, and I'll end up having to do it. If I just say after me, they won't know, because the only teacher that would know is Miss Lennon. Miss, what's her name? Lenahan or something, and I only have it once every 2 weeks. So, the next time I'll have it is the last week of school. So, how would she know? That is so weird. Next time I'll have it. The next time I'll do this week again, week one, is the last week. And the last day, I'll have form. I'll have an hour and 15 minutes of form. So that's the form, I used to have done more form than everyone in that room. Well, no, I haven't, but like, you know. Might go in late as well on Friday. I don't like going into form, it's weird, I hate it. Like, I just don't like form. So, I'll go into computer science because, oh shit. So I have reasons now. I can have my own reason, which I really don't care about, but I can have this reason why I don't want to go into form. I'd have 15 minutes of form in the morning, right, on Friday. Then an hour of form, first period. Then computer science, with me form teacher, second. So I'd have 2 hours and 15 minutes in the same room if I come in early. But that's what my computer science tells me, because it's my last year of it, isn't it? I'm a sneeze, I think. I can feel something brewing. Anyway, so I was like, I'm not going to do my science test. I don't need science for what I want to do. Unless they want me to do a bloody, let's test this chemical reaction and then start acting. Let's test what this will do. Then let's get into a really dramatic scene where there's a car crash. I don't think that's ever going to be used. Imagine if I get told that science is actually used in like acting. I'd be like, why? Well, obviously, there's like a fire, but I'm not in charge of that fire. The stunt team is not me. I just have to make sure I don't get that on fire. Oh god, imagine if I get that on fire on Thingo. If it actually bit me, that would be so wrong. I'd leave Seth or something and be like, hey, so. But I don't want to do me science. I'll do me science GCSEs. Because obviously next year I'll be paying more attention. But I don't want to do this. Oh, I wish I had English today. Everyone says English is boring, but the writing test yesterday was okay. And that's instead of our test, we're doing writing instead, and I love writing. So, so, hopefully. Oh, my eyes will have English today. Well, out of everyone in the room. Everyone in English doesn't, but I do. Because I don't do Spanish, I do English instead. I'm literally going to be like the smartest kid in that group. I'm not really, but like, you know. I don't know, I'm back in 1 second as a person. Anyway, I did a math test yesterday. So weird, yeah. But I did math test yesterday. I done one test paper, one. Which, that was quite easy. It's meant to be. The teacher even said, like, test one is where you get all your marks from, and then test two and all that, where you get harder, so they didn't expect you to get that many marks, but it's just to see how you do with math. So, yeah. When they start asking me to find through hypotenuses and triangles, I'm not getting it. Because I don't know that I wasn't that. Where's it called? Sorry, there's anything else. Very silly. More of a jog. Or a walk. Just with style. But when they start asking me to find a hippopotamus in triangles, I'm not getting it. I'm not doing it. I'll skip all the long questions. And when they say, why did you skip all these, boy? Because I don't know where the hippopotamus is in all the triangles. I can't find one. Isn't it the one face on the right angle? Am I going to pick up that right? Oh my god, I just need to think of that. Why is it like, okay, it's the one that's face on. I think I'm doing test two today. Because I'm one behind everyone, so everyone's going on test three, but I'm going on test two. And then, yeah. So when everyone's done with test, I'll probably just be doing the test. I like that. No, because I'll be able to concentrate. I'll be like, Miss gonna go sit somewhere else. Like, Miss gonna go sit at some schools and go and do this, because I'll be, I can't focus in here. Like, I really can't focus in here. And she'll send me with that mini Miss Morgan person that I ate because she snitches on everyone. Like, I was chewing also, and I forget. Or like, Liv was chewing, I forget. And she grasped him on us, and I was like, what the hell? Why are you grasping on me? But you went to school and started chewing. She remembers the staff at 8 hours. So, hey, that's the conversation. But it's 9:08, so we last started 8 minutes ago, so everyone probably is doing a test now. I'm gonna just get 40 minutes to do it in the test now. I'd die. I'd walk in, like, nope. I wouldn't even go in. No, because the best part about being late, the only people that they know that you're in is reception. Right? Your lesson doesn't know. So I could walk around for an hour, right? And no one would even know I was in the school. Well, unless they saw me, but even then, the book agreement's being, I'd be like, I don't have a fucking clue. That's actually what, like, that's what you say. If you see, like, your head of year or something, just say, I don't know where you're meant to be. Even though my phone would grasp me, or my watch or something. Like, my watch would just accidentally come up and be like, you are in this lesson right now, or something. Like, because I have my Siri to tell me what I have, right, because I haven't had my phone. It'll hear me, say where I'm meant to be, and it'll come up and be like, these are your lessons for today. And that's not me trying to, like, imitate anyone. My Siri actually talks like that. If you didn't believe me, ask me. Like, come and ask Siri something and it'll talk to you like that. It's like, I don't know. You know what? It's nearly been a year of me having this phone, and it's not even broke yet. Yet. I have to say, yeah. It's cracked, right? Not the actual screen, just the screen. It's cracked, but, like, my phone cracks. It's fine. And if I take it off my screen protector, it's fine. I have to get a new one, because this one is, like, this one's shit. So, I have one of them privacy screen protectors, right, where you can't see from the side. Right. And I have reasons for why it's shit, and I think I've talked about why it's shit. This one, right, that I have. You can never get the actual magic charms. I don't do all advertise as magic charms, right? So I could have a magic charm, who knows? But you can't buy magic charms because no one even knows where they are. because they're all trending and stuff. I was like, no one knows who they are. So, I know for a fact I haven't got one. Because mine, well, actually I could have one. Who knows? It's so bad. So, like, my phone, I know, dropped on the... Well, I have dropped on the floor and that happened to it, but, like... I've never dropped it before that. Before, and it was fine when I dropped it, right? But it's fell on its face. Like, we were recording a YouTube video. This is when I first got the phone. Because, wait, no, didn't I get the screen tech then? The same day I got the case. And because I remember, I got my phone. Then the day after... Everything came for it. Like, screen protector, phone case, pop socket, everything came for it on the same day. So yeah, I had everything. So it fell on its face. And it was fine. Great. And then later on that day, I noticed, oh, it's got a little triangle shape in it. And I was like, why has it got that? So then I was like, okay, that's a bit weird. And the glass was still there, but it was like a triangle shape. And then later on, there was just like a little black triangle on my bed. Because it was like the edge of the screen, so it was obvious it's black. Right. And because the edge of your screen is black. Right. And it like, I pick it up and like, what's this? And I look at my phone, like that, like my phone screen, and this little triangle's gone. It was only like that tiny, but I was like, this triangle's gone. And now I've got a line missing. And loads of cracks coming from the screen. I'm like, what the hell? And it's not really sticky anymore. Like, sometimes it'll come off. So I have to get a new one. Very soon. Anyway, I'm going to go now. And I'll see you all these for tomorrow. Bye. Okay, this next segment isn't going to be a full segment. It's just going to be a little one. But I have to talk about something. This podcast has been nominated for the national, not the national, oh my god, the British Podcast Awards. So on the British Podcast Award website, which is thebritishpodcastawards.com, raise, or .co.uk, I forget, raise, you can vote for this podcast. So what you have to do is go to the website, press the listeners vote thing, raise. It's a paper button, raise. It'll say, search for podcasts. In that little thing, you need to search Jordan Zamolo with a space, exactly how it's spelled on Spotify or Apple or whatever you listen on. And it'll have a picture of me and it'll say Jordan Zamolo next to it, raise. You need to tap on that. Then it'll say, put your name in. So put your name in and then it'll say, put your email address in where it says put your email thing in. Tap it, because then your email thing pops up, like where you can insert it. Put your email in. Agree to everything. Press vote. And then you'll get a confirmation email. To be like, vote for them. You have to press the link, and then you'll get a screen that says, we've recorded your vote for Jordan Zamolo, and you can share it wherever. So, please vote for me. I feel like they already know the winner. I feel like I'm like late to it or something, and I don't know. But I kind of hope I win. I kind of don't at the same time, because I feel like there's way more famous podcasts out there. I'm literally just like a kid that just started a podcast one day. So yeah, I don't know when they are. I think it's like September, but I don't want to wait until September. But I don't know when they happen or if I'm going to be invited. That's one thing. I feel like if I don't get invited to it, I feel like I've lost. Is it an event or is it just on the internet? But if it's like a big event, I feel like if you don't get invited, you've definitely lost. Or they just don't know me, which I feel like they just don't know me. But I hope I get an invite because I really want to see who wins. If it's not me, I feel like it'll be anyone else in the world. But if it's not me, and the only other podcast in it really is The Useless Hotline, so maybe The Useless Hotline will win. I'm hoping like not just a random person wins, and well, everyone's random people, but like I'm hoping that like a random person like that I've never heard about wins it. You know, I feel like that's the same for everyone else, for me, So everyone's like, I hope he doesn't win because no one even knows who he is. Anyway, please root for him for the BPA. That's what I'm going to call another BPA. And I feel like there's another thing called the BPA. It's not really beats permanent or something. No, it's BPA, isn't it? Anyway, make sure you vote for me for the BPA. And yeah, I'll be back in a few minutes. I'll be back soon to finish this podcast because it's an hour long. I need to finish it because it goes out tomorrow. I'm going to get strike days next week as well. I'm off Wednesday and Friday. So no PE next week. Haha. What's that on my roof? I'm going to just like a bug or something on my roof. Anyway, I'm going to go back. My God, Colleen's back! Oh my God, watching Colleen. And she's back. Yeah, she's posted a song. And it's so funny. Let's go on the I don't know the words. It's lies. It's here, there.
Oh, you don't care?
Oh, okay.
We need to take accountability, but that's not the point of your mob mentality, is it? No. Your goal is to ruin the life of the person you despise while you
monetize
your lives and monetize.
This song's gonna be in my playlist. I swear to God. I actually love it. The reputation's deceased. Brenda sings.
She's PG-13. It says that on my website, and it's always been that way. And that's why you won't find my videos on the YouTube Kids app. Anyway, I didn't realize it was my responsibility to decide what was appropriate for every kid to see. I've always relied on parents to decide if they're comfortable with their families watching my YouTube videos or coming to my live shows.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, it is the parents' responsibility to make sure it's okay.
Poor taste, yes. Have I made lots of dumb mistakes? Yes. Am I sad that there are some fans who feel betrayed? Yes. But was my intention to manipulate?
No.
It doesn't really matter what my intention was, because it seems as though everyone's already decided on that.
I love it.
Let me tell you, it's not very fun to have millions of people all over the world call you the most vile, horrendous, disgusting, life-ruining words a person can be called, in my opinion. It doesn't matter that these things aren't true. Everyone just believes that you are the type of person who manipulates and abuses children.
Yeah, because that's what I've been told.
So I just wanted to say that,
she's gonna cry. Oh.
The only thing I've ever groomed is my two Persian cats.
I love it. The only thing I've ever groomed is.
I didn't understand, I shouldn't respond to fans, and I'm not a predator, even though a lot of you think so, because 5 years ago, I made a fart joke.
Oh. She made a fart joke. And if I said she was a predator. Oh my God.
So. Even though I know this video won't change anyone's mind about me, I still felt it was important to come on here and defend myself a little.
Wait, is it, I've ever listened to 7 minutes of it. 7 minutes I've listened to. Wow.
And I also wanted to say that to anyone out there who has ever supported me in any capacity, I really, really appreciate you.
Oh.
Thank you. For what it's worth, I never had any bad intentions. But I do feel like shit.
Oh. I'm gonna cry. Said they were all fake and no one believed me, so eat shit.
Hope you had some fun.
Oh, I never had any fun, Colleen. I love you. Oh, she's not ending when she stopped.
You know,
she's pregnant.
Maybe you're confused about something. I don't know.
Well, we're confused about some skin.
Let me try to help. Sometimes people make a mistake.
Yep.
It doesn't make them a horrible person.
Exactly.
Sometimes people can make a mistake and they're still a good person. Crazy, I know. Sometimes people can make a mistake and you don't have to take a mistake.
Oh my god, I'm being so quiet.
Sometimes people make mistakes simply because they made a mistake.
Yep.
And that mistake doesn't make them a terrible human. It just makes them a human.
Oh, it's a mole.
But what do I know? Fuck me, right?
I love it. I love the end. Fuck me, right? I'm gonna listen to that one little part at the end again. Fuck me, right? Oh, yesterday I was watching a video from me and Rachel, and he was talking about some things on the wall, like chameleons, and Gwen goes, that one's Eric, Colleen, and Flynn. And I was like, oh my god, Colleen! You listen to it again.
They made a mistake.
Listen to it.
And that mistake doesn't make them a terrible human. It just makes them a human. But what do I know? Fuck me, right?
Fuck me, right? I love it. I love it so much. I love it. When am I getting another... I've just died. When am I getting a normal video again? I need a normal video. Because I do. Oh my god, I actually can't believe that. I actually can't believe that she posted again, you know, I'm so happy. All day today I've been like, oh, I wish Colleen would post, I wish Colleen was post, and then she posted. And on the same day I get nominated for the British Podcast Awards. So, yeah, oh my god. Anyway, bye guys. Okay, so I might just upload this podcast by accident, but sorry about that one. So, Before I finish this podcast series, I want to say a big thank you first, because without all of you, I wouldn't have been nominated for the British Podcast Awards. And also, I want to say that if I can get every person listening to this right now, or who has ever listened to this podcast, to vote for me for the British Podcast Awards, then £10,000, the £10,000 that you win, like what I win, if I win, right, will be donated to a charity that you all can use. I'll literally, like, if I win, I will put a big question thing out, poll thing, and I'll put the name of four different charities. It's like the Red Cross, the British Red Cross, cancer research, all this different type of thing, all these different things, and whichever one gets the most votes, I will donate £10,000 to. And obviously, if you win as well, you win a trophy, and I'll choose. You're all gonna be like, what? I will choose one person that listens to these podcasts, and I will send them this trophy. I will send you the trophy. Or the certificate. Wait, which one would it? I feel like I'm saying the certificate instead, not the trophy, because I kind of want to put the trophy on the shelf. But yeah, if we can get every single person listening to this to go to thebritishpodcastaward.com, right, and to vote for Jordan Zamolo podcast, right? You don't put the podcast part in. You search for podcast and put Jordan Zamolo in, and it'll come up with a picture of me and my name. Vote for that, right? And the more votes, the more the chance of £10,000 going to a charity. So please make sure that you vote for me. You, like, literally, please. I honestly can't wait, you know, until the award ceremony thing, whatever you want to call it. I was like, I hope it's not tomorrow, because the podcast only comes out tomorrow. So I'd have to, like, put it everywhere. I've already put it on Instagram, TikTok, and Snapchat. I haven't put it on YouTube yet, but I need to film a video for YouTube to be like, I've been nominated for this big award. So yeah, hopefully I get invited. Because I feel like I'm not going to be invited for it. But hopefully I get invited to sit at the award show. Even if I win or not. And obviously I've got nothing nice to wear. I've probably went into going in with a dressing gown on. So dressing gown and nice pants. And then a shirt underneath my dressing gown. Yeah. That's so weird to think that I've been nominated for an award that's going to be on, like, TV. I can't wait to watch. Imagine, like, me just sitting there watching his edit, and he goes, and the winner is, like, if I'm not invited, like, imagine if he just went, and the winner is Jordan Zamolo. And, like, I'd scream. I'd go, I'd run everywhere and be like, I've just won. I'd be like, Mum, what? Like, the podcast awards? Nah, apparently, I've googled this, right? Apparently, the winner's already been chose. But if it, just in case it hasn't, you can always go vote for me. But I think it's showing a thing for a different award. But I'm so excited for the award show. I'm so excited for everything. I can't wait to watch it. Like, I feel, because he reads out everyone who's been nominated. I'll just hear myself on the telly. Imagine if you put a picture of it, I'll sob. I'll be like, oh my god, there's a picture of me on, like, TV. Because obviously they have to, like, to go through everyone. Imagine, so they'll go, a useless hot pod line podcast. And I'll say, like, the podcast, and then I'll go, Jordan Zamolo. And I'm like, I'd honestly die. So I'm so scared. I'm honestly so scared that, like, what if the one day that the votes come out, or like the award show is, when from London town, like when from like in a different country, and then I win or something. Like I don't think I am gonna win, like, but because I feel like award show is a really good example. You know, we can always put the votes and just hope. I'm so scared though. I've asked everyone to vote for me. Honestly, I've asked my sister, I've asked my mum, I've asked all my mates. I've asked everyone on the internet, and hopefully people vote for me. But anyway, I'm going to go for it now, and I'll speak to you one more time, probably before the podcast tomorrow, when it goes up tomorrow. If I don't, I'll see you next week. I love every single one of you. Make sure you vote for me for the British Podcast Awards. And I'll see you next week, and hopefully call in post tomorrow. Bye. So I'm back. It's the day that this is going to be 12. Thank you. Someone's been took off. Wait, I'm saying that someone's getting took off Spotify. Your tracks will soon be taken down from Spotify and Apple Music on June 15th. Wait, that's already happened? We updated our debut plan where past and future releases will... Is that? I'll find out in a minute what that is, and probably a scam, but... That's not been took down, so, you know. And past 15th of June. Does it say June or July? June. Anyway. I'm trying to find out what you win, because I feel like you didn't even win £10,000, and I'm scared. Because I've just said that if I win, I'll donate £10,000. And if you don't win £10,000, I can't just pull £10,000 out of my back pocket, because I don't have £10,000 in my back pocket. So, yeah. I don't know how it's going to work. And also, I'm really excited that Colleen came back today, and I'm really excited for everything. And I'm so confused about the BPA, which I'm going to call it. There actually is something else called BPA, but I'm going to call it the BPA because I can't bother saying British Podcast Awards. So I'm really confused how the BPA works. So yeah, I hope I get an invite to it. But I've just watched people being like, I got nominated for the BPA award thing. Like, this was from last year's. They were like going, oh, I've been invited to it. Like, I've been nominated and everyone went to it. And they made cushions. They made cushions for it. Went, if you see your podcast cushion here, just take it. So my face is going to be on a cushion. I'm scared. My face is going to be on a cushion. That's so weird. But... We don't know if we haven't won or anything, and I haven't had emails. But I saw there's a thing, there's apparently this thing going around that you can pay to be entered into it. Right. And I want to say, right, because this is on Google, it's not pay to enter your podcast, okay? It's pay to enter the venue of the award. So... Before you all start saying you paid to get into this, you paid to win, or like, well, paid to be put into it, because I don't know if I've won yet. But you paid to do this. I have not paid to do this. I'm not being paid for this award show. I'm not getting paid for anything, and I haven't paid for anything. So yeah. Because before everyone starts, I have not paid to have my podcast nominated. The fans of the podcast nominate the podcast. So, like, your votes nominated it. And then, bingo. What else is it saying? The fee, is the entry to the event if you aren't invited. So, if I'm invited, I'll probably get in for free. Or pay a really small amount. If you want to go to watch the show, you have to pay. Obviously, if you're nominated, you get invited, you get let in, you go on the red carpet, you do all this stuff. If you pay to go in, you just go watch the red carpet, don't you? You know, like, go and watch the event. But I'm really scared. I was on the phone to Amber, and I went, what am I going to do if I get invited? What do I wear? And she went, wear a suit. And I was like, no. I was like, I'm going to be on TV. I think it's on BBC, so I'm going to be on TV. They're going to say my name on TV. I'm so scared. I'm literally so scared. And I feel like everyone's going to think I'm showing off because my podcast has been nominated, but I'm not showing off. I don't think I'm going to win, to be honest. I don't think I'm even going to get mentioned, but I think they have to mention you, don't you, because you've been nominated. But, you know, I have to go soon because I have to get this podcast episode ready to... I have to get the podcast episode ready to go up at 2:45. Not so weird, because I've moved lessons. It's, like, so weird tomorrow. Like, tomorrow I have math first. Then I have English. Then I have geography. Then I have... What do I have after that? Isn't it science? No, art. And then dance. So I'm not taking my grip socks tomorrow because I'm allowed to wear grip socks from the sense that I haven't just moved, so I don't feel comfortable, or I'll get someone to email for me. I'll just be like, email be like, I broke my foot. So yeah. I'm so, excited for the award show. It's so weird to think that there's an award show for podcasts. There's so many of them. So there could have been ones I was nominated for, but never got told. I'm scared of that. I'm really scared of that. What if there's a podcast show or something, and I'm meant to be doing something for it, and then I just don't know about it. Because there's like loads of things happening now for podcasts, like all these award things. And I put on my Instagram story, if you want to go read it. I put up saying thank you to every single one of you that watch my podcast. Because it's all because of yous that I'm getting nominated for all this stuff. And I put cheers to the first award show and cheers to many more. Anyway, I'm gonna go. I'll see you all next week. Make sure to follow me on all the things to get updates about the podcast and updates about the BPAs. And yeah, see you later. Bye.